a bit of basketball, NBL, and a man that's just starring at the moment on Fox Sports. The basketball coverage is Corey Williams. He's part of the coverage, and he joins us in the studio. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Great.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Now, just tell us the background to this story, because last time you were in here, you were going to be heading back and going back playing overseas. You were going to do maybe a few little bits and pieces for Fox Sports, but you're in. And I don't think you're going to be going back playing overseas.
Well, right now I'm not going anywhere. Homicide is here to stay. I love Australia. It's been great to me. The 4 years I played here was awesome. And right now it's been some great opportunities have come my way. So I have to seize the moment.
So who was the club you were going to play for?
I was going to play back for a team called Tadamon, which is in Beirut, in Lebanon. But these beautiful opportunities here in Australia, in Melbourne specifically, have come with Fox Sports. I have a basketball playing opportunity right now. You know, we're in negotiations with a Cebu club. And right now, just the vibe is here for me to be here. You know, if you look at my Instagram, follow me on Instagram. All we ask is trust. That's the name of my Instagram. I changed it. Used to be Famous Nobody, very hard to spell. All we ask is trust. You see all the escapades that's happening here, and it's all positive.
Corey, how'd you come up with the nickname? Who came up with the nickname Homicide?
Homicide came from street ball. My background, I went to college. I graduated. I have 2 degrees, one in criminal justice and one in business administration, right?
Yep.
So street ball is the heart and soul of my existence. Mm. That's where it all began for me. Without street ball, I wouldn't be here. And in New York, you know, we're a little bit extra. We don't say, oh, he's out playing this guy. We'll say, oh, he's killing him. Yep. He's murdering him. Guess what? We got to name him. His name is now Homicide, and that's the legend of Homicide. That's where it began.
Are you enjoying Australia? And you just told us you went and experienced Bali for the first time. Now, this is most of us have been to Bali a lot of times. It's our Mexico. Yeah. You guys go down to Mexico for a beach getaway, but how did you enjoy Bali for the first time?
Listen, follow me on Instagram. You see it. I post everything. Actually, we're going to be on Instagram when we finish here. You see my manager in the cut video. This is what we do. I have to share my experiences with people because where I'm from in life, there's people that will never get to experience these amazing things that I've been blessed to have to experience. So I don't share it for bragging and bullshit. I just have fun, and I have to share it. People live through me in my escapades. Bali was amazing. I had the most amazing 7-day. I don't go on vacation. That was my first real vacation I've ever had. I've been blessed to go to cool places and work, and it looks like a vacation, but it's work. You know what I mean? Like, so Bali was the first time I really just got up and didn't do anything, but what I love to really do, hang out, have a good time.
Bintangs? Did you try Bintangs?
Bintangs, vodka, champagne, we did it all, man, and except drugs. I don't do drugs.
No.
But
no.
We did everything else.
Be careful. There's a young lady by the name of Chappelle Corby that got into a bit of trouble with drugs over there in Bali. It's a famous story. Yeah, just be very careful.
Yeah. I don't mess around, man. You know, alcohol is my drug addiction, if that's what it is. You know what I mean? So that's all I do.
What about the season this year? And you've been out here since 2007, I think was your first year.
Yep.
How's the game changed since then to what the product is right now?
I think right now Larry Kesselman has done an absolutely amazing job, him and his team, to promote and push the brand marketing, the brand awareness, and it's very important. And obviously when you put more money behind something and you have someone who actually passionately cares about a product, it has a chance to do much better. You know, so anything that you have money to push a project passionately about, it has a chance to do well. And like, forget commentating. I want to play. So, you know, and I'm passionate about what I do. So if someone, they can do that about the game of basketball. Like, for example, Perth against Melbourne United before New Year's Eve, the 27th, the roof opens. That was
amazing.
A beautiful. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And as the roof is opening, you know what they're playing? Opera. It was so dramatic. It was awesome. I said, who the hell thought about playing opera when the roof opened? It was awesome. So that's how creative that team is.
Hey, just on your commentary, you've been out there. When you make comments on players, and do you sort of sometimes hold back because you know how hard it is, or how do you approach it?
I'm not holding back a thing. If you come to play, I'm praising you. If you ain't looking good, I'm letting you know. That's how the fans want to see it. I'm not praising. Oh, you know, today he's just not going so hard. No, sit him down if he don't want to play. There's plenty of guys that want to play. You know, like I said, listen, I'm no commentator. I'm just going to call it how I see it and learn as I go.
Yeah.
You know, like later today, we have a meeting with Lee Carlson and Big G down at Fox Sports. What we do is game by game, we'll go through it. We sit down. It's like when you're watching as an athlete. After the first game you play, you sit down with the coaches and you watch film.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you learn as you go. You know, these are things. Continue to be who you are. We love who you are. But add layers to what you're doing and what you're saying.
Now, you spent time at the Melbourne Tigers when they were in the NBL.
Yeah.
Have they done the right thing by now just uniting, hence the name, Melbourne?
Here's what's happening. There's, you know, obviously, whenever there's change in life, there's going to be a little bit of controversy, you know? So they've done an amazing job. Some people are going to like what they do. Some people are not. But if it's change and we're taking this another direction, you know, it's going to go either you jump on the bandwagon or you don't. And as we go, we're going to prove to you that we made the right decision as far as we're concerned. Some people don't like it, some people don't, but change is inevitable at times, and you just got to roll with it.
Now, you mentioned the Seabull and the Melbourne Tigers. Our very own Andrew Gaze is going to be coaching the Melbourne Tigers. You said you're in negotiations with a Seabull team.
We're in negotiations with a Seabull team.
Could you be playing under the great Andrew Gaze?
It would be a dream come true to be playing for my man Gaze. So I'm hoping we can make this thing happen. You know, look, it is real simple. You know, hopefully we can get these, you know, look. Looking at my manager, he's like, shut up, don't say anything.
They're in negotiations here.
We're in negotiations, you know. Let's just hope we can make this thing happen. I remain hopeful we can make it happen. Once it's happened, just follow me on Instagram. You're going to see it. You're going to see it on Instagram. All we ask is trust, spelt the same way.
Okay, right now, in the NBL, give us your best team.
Melbourne United. I'm going to tell you why. They have a balanced attack, all right?
Are they the best shooting team in the comp? By a long way.
Ooh, let me tell you, there's two teams that shoot, them and Illawarra.
Mm.
But both of them struggle on the defensive end. All they want to do is straight run and gun like Golden State. So at the end of the day, I like CG43. I love them, actually. I love the balance of their team, but I really love the fact that when Stephen Holt is aggressive, nobody could beat them. Mm.
Corey Homicide Williams in the studio talking NBL. If you got a question for Corey, give us a buzz, 94291116. The Melbourne United winning their 14th game of the season last night versus Cairns to retain their place on top of the table, Moons.
Corey, is the eight-team competition about right? I mean, we've seen teams over the years, and since you've been in 07, we've seen teams come and go. Teams just don't work in certain areas. Is eight teams the right team?
They need 10. They need 10. I would say, really, 10 to 12 would be awesome. Melbourne could have two teams. Mm. Perth could have two teams.
Mm.
My beloved Townsville, man, I don't want to see them go. You know, funny enough, funny story. When I first landed in Australia, Townsville is where I was at. That's where I played my first time in 07. Can you actually believe I thought the whole Australia was like Townsville? I took a flight. My first road trip, I think we went to New Zealand. Okay, cool, that's out the country. But in terms of Australia, I thought the whole country was like Townsville.
Big country town.
Just laid back.
Yeah.
Until I took my first road trip to Melbourne, I said, oh, this is Australia. Yeah, they definitely need 10 teams, man. They need 10.
You've been all around the world playing basketball. Do you always play basketball in safe places? Have you ever been sort of, you know, when you're playing basketball, do you have a fear for your...
Funny you should say that. I was in Iraq last year.
Were you? Playing basketball in Iraq.
Listen, I live out my suitcase. I have an apartment in New York. That's where I live. But I literally live out my suitcase. You know, you got to go where there's work.
Yeah.
And at the time, that's where my job was. I was, yes, Iraq people, I was there. They paid a nice amount of money. Yeah. But, you know, all I did, I told Gaze when I was here last time, I said, look, they had Wi-Fi, I was good. They put me in a hotel. All I did was go to practice, into the room, eat. That was it.
Didn't leave.
Clearly, there's no partying. Who's partying in Iraq? And, you know, I'm a social. I'm a social person.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's no like local pubs you're going to. There's no events you're going to. You know, I'm just going to the gym, eat, and back. That's it. And I ain't going to lie. There, I was on eggshells walking. But I was in a safe area in Iraq.
Yeah.
There's no ISIS where I was at in that area. So, yeah. But still, you know.
So you didn't go for a wander one day?
No. Oh, no. No wonders.
And were you told not to go for a wander?
No. But it was a place when I played. It was on the border. We went and played a team. Where am I? But after a while, the team ran out of money. Thank God. Then at the time, you know, I had a girlfriend, so I went to Dubai.
Yeah.
And just was with her.
How many people would go and watch basketball in Iraq?
You'd be surprised. I mean, there's really nothing else to do. They love soccer there, and they love basketball. Mm. You know, it's just you know, unfortunate, you know, the adversity that some people go through in their lives. You know, and it was sad to see those things, but it was a humbling, eye-opening experience to really know how lucky I am and how lucky a lot of us are. You know, you see these people with nothing. Living in unfinished buildings. Unfinished buildings.
Yeah.
No heat, no light, no nothing. And, you know, it's just that's their life every day.
Just back on the NBL now, Corey. I mean, we spoke off air before. We see the Warriors over in the NBA. You know, they're a great shooting team. And everyone said, shooting teams don't win championships. We saw that last year. We're looking at Melbourne United. They're a shooting team. Can they win the championship against, say, a Perth Wildcats who's big-bodied, big blokes underneath who are just banging in there, banging crash. We talk about that all the time.
It's basically, you know, those are the two teams I picked to be in the grand final. So you got a team with swagger versus a meat and potatoes team. So I say it's going to go all the way to the final game in the series, which is going to be game 5. And it's just going to come down to on defense, can they stop? That's been United's biggest worry. Defense and rebounds. And, you know, when it comes to championships, you got to do those things. Mm-hmm. So can they stop the Mark Henry of the NBL? Mark Henry's a wrestler. And, you know, basically I'm comparing him to Nathan Joai, which is the biggest man in the land, in this league.
He's
so
big. All right.
Can they stop him? And can Jeremy Beal be consistent? You know, that's been the whole key. You know, one game he can look spectacular, and the next game he'll look regular. Consistency is key in life, let alone in sport.
Who's the best player in the NBL right now?
CG43, my man. Much love. He know that's the homie right there. But, I mean, him, you got A.J. Ogilvy, best big man in the comp. And you have, I can't call him his, listen, I had Twitter wars about giving this man this nickname, okay? The smallest man in the comp, Adelaide's guard, Randall, Jerome the Handle Randall. That's an excitement machine.
So you gave him that nickname, the Handle?
That's his nickname he came with.
Right.
I'm used to, depending on how you play, I'm going to give you a name. That's where I come from in New York. The name I gave him was a bit controversial. People didn't like it. I can't say it on air because it's going. I'll have war. So, you know, I'll leave it alone. But, you know, there was a superhero. There's a movie that came out this year. It was a superhero, but he was the size of an insect.
Of an ant.
But he was a superhero.
Yeah.
You said it, I did it. My point was a guy to be so small, dominating the game, having the will and impact on the game against giants.
Yep.
It was just awesome.
So when you call him an ant, he arced up a bit. He wasn't happy.
Yeah, but it wasn't really him at first. It was everyone else in Adelaide. Yo, listen, I interact with people on Twitter. I talk trash. They talk back. I love it. You need some of that.
Yep.
It's a bit colorful. But people were coming at me like, listen, it was almost like short people were attacking me, feeling like that. I was attacking them.
Well, your fellow commentator, Anthony Hudson, wouldn't have been happy.
Hutto! Filthy. Shout out to my man!
Hey, Corey, how much, we see a lot of imports obviously coming out to play in the NBL. Do NBA teams, do they send their players out here over their break?
Or
just develop players out here before they get them back onto their roster?
Here's what happens. I think that usually NBA teams will send a player to the minor leagues, the NBA Development League.
Yep.
But a lot of times, there's no jobs. So guys got to go where there's work is. One thing I appreciate and respect about Josh Childress is that he's been hurt a lot. No one is making themselves be hurt. You know what I mean? If you're not healthy and can't play, you just can't play. But what he does is brings guys from the NBA, friends of his, come down to Sydney, come play, take my place until I'm ready to go. He's brought high-level name players that's played in, active players that played in the NBA, not played and got cut, played years in the league. And that's respectable and commendable. That's the respect that he has for his organization. That's the respect he has for the league. You know, the highest name import ever to come in this country was because of Josh Childress. He brought in Al Harrington. Al Harrington. That man, the $90 million, he's made $90 million in his career. A player to that of that caliber has never came to Down Under and played. And it's because of Josh Childress reached out to his friend. Come on down and play for about 6 weeks. We got that. We got to see that live. And another thing I love about it is that these players are not just coming in here dominating the league because this is a good league. People think, oh, you know, I come to Australia, it'll be easy. No, it's not. You're going to have to play or you're going to get exposed. And a lot of players have learned.
What about the NBA and Ben Simmons? We're watching him and we're with a great deal of interest. Have you got to see this kid play?
Number one pick in the NBA draft in a couple of months, one and done. Incredible talent. I didn't think he would be able to do what he's been doing consistently thus far. I thought, you know, maybe he'd hit a wall as a rookie. Maybe he'll go against some tough talent and wait till he plays in this conference. Will he be able to dominate the way he's been dominating in non-conference games? And he's exceeded expectations.
He's going to be an absolute superstar. Corey, thanks for coming in. Give us a tip. Who is going to win the NBA championship this season?
I say for me, if they're healthy, back-to-back, Golden State.
Who's going to win the NBL championship?
Melbourne United. If they play defense, if they don't, Perth is going to win it. You're going to play defense, Golden. Chris Goulden, you got to lead your team and play D. Offense don't win chips. Defense does.